Yeah, I waxed and waned a little bit. I was into it hot and heavy when I got my ticket, and it was a great time to get in, and there was a lot of really cool stuff going on. It was pre-internet and all that good stuff, and all that stuff was happening during my early, you know. And then I soured on it around 2000 and just had enough. You know, it was a burnout, and between work and everything else, just, you know, just kind of like stopped playing radio, you know, sold off a bunch of stuff and just got out of it completely for a number of years. Probably it was about 10 years, maybe more. And then, you know, somebody just, it was the same thing. Somebody walked in and kind of sparked an interest for me. In fact, you know that repeater, both the repeaters you looked at today, I had one of those sitting at, next to my workbench at work, and one of my TJ, KC8LTS, he's a work associate, and he came in and he says, "Oh, what's with the Quantar?" I says, "It's one I had. I had it there for no reason in particular." And he's like, he goes, "You gonna put it on P25 amateur?" And I said, "You guys are doing P25 on amateur radio?" He goes, "Yeah, oh yeah." And sorry, my gal was just telling me my order's about ready to come out. Anyhow, that sparked my interest, and it was all downhill and shady from there. And then Dan, W2PUT, he introduced me to this silly thing called All-Star, and he's good friends with Dick, JPQ, and all that stuff. So those two guys got me back into it with a vengeance. So here we are. So you do that, you know. You may have another sabbatical, you know. Wyatt, you know, might hit that age where girls become, the primary focus, and he may disappear for a number of years there. And you never know, but you always come back. W8FU.